Man, we are so blessed. We've got some great musicians, and what a blessing they are. And love you guys and singers, and thank you so much. Man, worship is just good, man. It gets gooder and gooder, better and better. Amen. God's faithful, and you are loved today. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand this morning and turn to Matthew 11:15. Praise God. Matthew 11:15. Just kind of going a different direction today. I really felt in my spirit, sensed as I was praying and seeking the Lord, that we needed this today. And I pray it's going to be a blessing to you. Amen. And listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear," what? "Let him hear." He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Praise God. That's awesome. Hold up your Bible this morning. Come on, say it like you mean it. Come on, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen. Turn to somebody and give them a high five and say, "Is your ears open? Are your ears open this morning? Amen. Are you hearing all right?" Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know if you remember, some of you may be old enough to remember this, but there was a commercial. E.F. Hutton was a finance company, and said, when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody, wouldn't that be good with God? Wouldn't that be an awesome thing when God speaks, everybody? You know, God is always speaking. Problem is, we're not tuned in. There's something wrong with our receiver at times. But God is always speaking. God has a word for you today. He really does. Amen. He's always speaking, and I think one of the greatest necessities in the body of Christ is maturity. Growing in Christ, growing into the knowledge of who we are and what we have. That is the greatest thing. My job, really, as a pastor, is to equip you to do the work of the ministry. That's my job. That's what Ephesians tells us. Ephesians, 4:9-10, right through that area. It says, my job is to equip you to do your job. You know, we are a receiver of God. Our spirit is a receiver of God. Amen? And God desires us to be tuned in. You know, I remember when I was a little kid, I made a transistor. Anybody remember transistor radios? They were if you didn't have a transistor radio back in the 60s or 70s, you were not cool. That's just all there was. You had to have one, and then they came out in different colors, and they were the coolest things, amen. And so I remember building one of those. Went to Radio Shack and got all the little, you know, things, and I tuned that thing in. I got a station. I was so excited, amen. You know, that station was always broadcasting, but I wasn't able to pick it up until I tuned in. It's always, God is always broadcasting his love to us, his encouragement to us, his word to us, but we need to be tuned in order to receive, because there's so many distractions out there in the airwaves today. And God wants us to be tuned in. God uses our human spirit to speak to us. That's how he speaks to us. You got to believe that he wants you to hear his voice. He is speaking to you today. He is speaking good things to you today. God's got good for you today. So one of the greatest needs we have is clearly hearing from God. Anybody agree with that? You know, I love the saying, one word from God can change your life forever. One word from God can change your life forever. That is so true. Well, if it is true, I want to hear what he's saying. Amen? So, ladies, don't look at your husband when I say this, but how many of you ever made a dumb mistake before? Come on. Anybody ever made a dumb mistake? Come on, amen. Don't look at your husbands when you raise your hand, amen. You made a dumb decision. You made a decision that was just totally dumb. It cost you. Well, I believe God wants to make for us godly decisions. Decisions that don't cost us. Decisions that we don't regret. Amen? Decisions that bring prosperity to our soul and to our life. Total life prosperity. I believe God wants us to make good decisions. How does that happen? It starts by hearing what God has to say and his directives for our life. You know, Eve got into a conversation with the devil. First of all, you need to realize, don't get into a conversation with the devil. You won't win it. Amen? There's only one way to win over the enemy, and Jesus set that example. When the enemy came to Jesus, Jesus looked at him and said, "It is written." How do you win over the enemy? You win by speaking the word. You do not get in a conversation with the devil. Eve got into a conversation. He came to Eve and began to speak with her, and she began to converse with him. So turn to somebody and say, don't converse with the enemy. Use the word. Amen. So how does God speak to us? Well, God speaks to us primarily through his word. Look at Proverbs 4:20. Proverbs 4:20. My son, give attention to what? My words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Look at the next verse. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. He speaks to us through his written word. There's two types of words. There's the logos, which is the general word. The logos says, for God so loved the world. Amen? How many know he does? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes on him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. There's logos. There's that word for the general. Amen? Then there's rhema. Rhema. Rhema is a word to me. Not to you, but to me. Rhema is a specific word. For God so loved me. Rhema. Amen. Logos, general word. Rhema, for me. God's word for me. God has specific word for you. John 6:63, listen to what Jesus said about the word. Very important. You know this verse, amen? John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life, and the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are what? Spirit and life, amen? Now, God uses his word to speak to us. And there's where so many people miss it, because so many times what happens is things that they hear don't line up with God's word. If it doesn't line up with God's word, it's not God's word. Turn to somebody and say, duh. So, you know, God can use other people to speak to us, but caution that. First thing, when someone comes to you with a word, does it agree with God's word and not your feelings? Jesus said that the flesh doesn't profit anything. Most people, when they hear something, it appeals first of all to their emotions, which is in their soul realm, and has nothing to do with the spirit realm. And most of our mistakes are made out of emotions. That's why there's so much commercials going on, and they try to appeal to your emotions. Drive this, you'll look like that. Wear this, you'll be like this. You know, look like this, and you'll have this. All these things are appealing. The same thing, you know, when Eve saw that the fruit was good, you know, that it was pleasant to the eye, she bought into it. And that's where most consumers, that's why so many people in this world are in such, you know, debt, because they bought into what the world is promoting, and you got to have it, and you got to have it right now. Big decisions should never be a right now decision. You need to take your time and pray about that and saturate it with the word of God. I am. It is good. Decisions should not be based on your feelings. I'm going to say this, and please understand, I'm all about prophecy. I believe in prophesying. Prophesying is equal to being under the Spirit of God and teaching in the common language of the people that are present at that time, which would be English here. So it'd be equivalent to what Holly was doing, what I was doing this morning, even what Mike was sharing this morning, speaking forth, and there's prophecy. But prophecy, listen to me, is not fortune telling. or soothsaying. It's not spooky pooky. There's a lot of that that goes on under the general operation of a spirit-filled life. That is not of the Lord. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So much of personal prophecy sometimes becomes this fortune-telling and not a clear directive from God's word. Let me give you an instance. You're a single guy in church, and all of a sudden, you know, on a Sunday morning, you know, you've been praying and asking the Lord to send you somebody, you know, that it was a Christian woman, and just, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, someone, a lady comes up to you in church, and she comes up to you, and, you know, she says, yay. It's always vernacular, too, in the King James. You ever notice that? Spiritual people use the King James. They don't use the NIV or the New American. It's always King James. Yay, I say unto you. You ever hear that? God is going to send you a brunette who is 5'5". She will be here next Sunday, so be here. Don't miss. She will be wearing a blue dress. Yay. And you just kind of go, wow. You know, wow. So next Sunday, you arrive early. You're all excited. You're like, I'm there. I'm all excited. Yay. All of a sudden, a lady walks in the door. She has a blue dress on. And it's the same lady that prophesied to you last week. But you think, oh, hallelujah, Jesus, this is awesome. And you just jump right in with your emotions, and it's all great, and you marry this girl. And then a few months later, you start singing, she looked like an angel. She walked like an angel. She talked like an angel. But I got wise. She's a devil in disguise. Oh, yes, she is. Or are you saying, devil with the blue dress on. Devil with the blue dress on. Woo! Was that Mitch Ryder? Was that Mitch Ryder in Detroit Wheels? Oh, man, Mitch Ryder is awesome. You got to be from Michigan to enjoy that and all that stuff, you know. But anyway, so many people get themselves all hung up. Listen, let me say something. According to Paul, prophecy was given to the church as the body, as the whole. And if you're going to be one that profits, then you need to be also one that can stand some correcting. Because the Bible says that when you prophesy, it's okay for those that are around you to judge or discern what you're saying to the other person. And the reason that is so that it lines up with the Word of God. And I know that people like to think they're spiritual by it's kind of like they were in Corinthians as well, by the prophecies that they give out and all these things and woo. And you know what? I believe in prophecy, but I'm going to tell you one thing I'm going to believe with it. God's already speaking to me about it before he spoke to you about it. And second thing, you know what? I'm going to make sure it lines up with God's word. Wow. Hello? I'm going to make sure that whatever someone's saying to me, that first of all, God's already been saying to me, because I'm not in the darkness, I'm in the light, according to the word, and I'm going to make sure that it lines up to and with God's word. Amen? So if someone gives you a personal prophecy, it should do five things. Number one, it should line up with the word. 1 Corinthians 4:3 says, prophecy is there to do three things. It's there to edify. It should build you up. It should never tear you down. It should never put you down or bring condemnation in your life. That's not grace. And why am I addressing this? Because I feel like so many people need to hear this today, because a lot of people live their lives according to what someone else said and not what the word says. And you need to get in that word and find out what that word says, because that word's going to bring you success in life. That's what the Bible just said. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, it's not flesh. It's not out of a fleshly thing. It's not out of a feeling. Your spirit, God communicates to your spirit. Your spirit is not in the feeling realm. Your spirit is not in the feeling realm. God communicates with your spirit through his word. Amen. And that word is alive. Praise God. Amen. God can speak with you, and I've had people prophesy over me, and I've received some of them, and some of them I said, that's bunk, and I'm going on. And I'm glad I can know the difference because I know the word and I know what God's already been saying to me. I'm not going to be ruled by my emotions. I'm going to be ruled by what God's word says. Can you say amen this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be going by some fickle feeling that you have or some emotional experience that you have. You go by, you are spirit people. It should edify. It should exhort. Exhort. What does exhort mean? Build up. It's going to build you up. It's not going to tear you down. I've heard some words come forth. I'm going, whoa, my gosh. You know, and people receive some of the stupidest things at times. Because, you know, I know people are hungry and they want a word. They're in desperate need. But God's giving us the living word. This is the living word. Amen? This is alive. It should comfort. It should bring comfort and peace to you. Not discouragement, not confusion. Well, I've seen some people receive a personal prophecy and they're so confused, they don't know what to do. They're just like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? No, it should bring peace to you and comfort. And it should be open to evaluation. Let others evaluate that word that someone's given you. May it be open to evaluation. If someone gives you a word and you're not open to let somebody else evaluate it, then I wouldn't receive that word. Actually, prophecy was given, if you study out 1 Corinthians, for the whole church to learn and grow. For the whole church. How many has ever heard people use the God card? God told me. Anybody ever heard that before? Well, when you have that happen, you just will forget it. You know that they're past being teachable at that time. Their teachable spirit just went out the door because God's told them, and God trumps everybody. Hello? God told me. I always say, well, if God told you, show me in the word. No buts. The only thing that butts in the Bible are goats. Sheep don't butt. Yeah, but. Is this good this morning? Are y'all receiving this? Is this a little different? Are y'all receiving this? So show me in the word where God told you. Does it line up with God's word? Amen? Folks, be careful when you say God told me something and you're sharing it. Be careful with that. Yes, does God speak? Yes, does God tell us things? Yes, amen? But many of those things are personal and private, right? So, you know, I'm just not into a lot of God told me. I'll say, well, I believe the Lord had this to say. I always try to preface it with, I believe the Lord had this to say. Amen? So, you know, man is a tripart being. You possess a soul, you live in a body, and you have a spirit. Amen? Your spirit is what God uses to guide you. Proverbs 20:27. Hallelujah. Proverbs 20, the spirit of man is what? The lamp of the Lord. That's where God guides you. Out of the spirit, not out of your feelings, out of your emotions, because it's there where we get ourselves in trouble when we make those emotional decisions and go on our feelings and all these things that can lead to bad things, folks. It can lead to debt. It can lead to bad relationships. Out of our emotions. Get rid of those emotions. Get back over here on the word. Let the word correct your emotions. Amen? Do you know that God's people, God's sheep, hear his voice? John 10:22, look at this. God's sheep hear his voice. Now it was at the feast of dedication of Jerusalem, and it was winter. It's getting ready to be here, by the way. So next verse, go on down. John 10:22-27. And Jesus walked, is that it? In the Solomon's porch, go on down. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, how long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. My sheep what? Hear my voice and what? And I know them. Back up to that previous verse, would you? Just a moment. But you do not believe because you're not of my sheep. And I said to you, wow, my sheep hear. God says you can hear his voice. Turn to somebody and say, God says you can hear. In fact, God wants you to hear. Amen? And in order for you to hear, first of all, you got to believe that God wants you to hear. God wants you to hear. What happens when God does speak, a lot of times our emotions still rule over what God has said to us because it feels so good. Amen. Everything in the kingdom, God operates by faith. How many know that? Everything in the kingdom is operated by faith. Our positive response to what God has provided through grace, that's what faith is. It's our positive response. I want to see the manifestation of what God has promised and given to us. How many want to see that? The Bible says, look at Ephesians 2:8. The Bible says this about faith. You know the scripture, Ephesians 2:8. For by what? Grace, favor, they go hand in hand. You have been saved how? Through faith. So faith, amen, grace is there. Grace has provided salvation. Faith appropriates what grace has provided. Look at Romans 10:17. Faith comes by what? Hearing. How is these manifestations activated in our life? How is the grace manifestations activated in our life? They're activated by faith. How is faith activated? Faith is activated by hearing. What is faith activated by hearing? What someone else is saying? What the television is saying? What the TV guy is saying? What the news is saying? No, how is faith activated? Faith is activated by hearing what? Hearing the word of God. Wow. So if we want to see the manifestation of what grace has provided, I agree with what the word has said, and I open up my spiritual ears, not these, but my ears of the Spirit through faith. Amen. Faith is the vehicle of the manifestation of grace. Herein, spending time in the Word and knowing the Word produces the manifestation of what God has said to us, and it's revealed in our lives. Every need you have has been provided in the Word. Every need you have has been provided in God's Word. And let me give you a little clue. Jesus is the Word. Amen. He is the living Word, praise God, and every need we have been provided. God spoke to people throughout the Old Testament, and when God speaks, he spoke in specific detail. God is good at giving us specific detail. How to do it. If you don't know how to do it, if you lack wisdom, the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. What? In all you're getting, get understanding. If you know how to do it, ask God for wisdom in order how to accomplish it. God is no respecter of person. If any man lack wisdom, James said, let him ask of God. Amen. God wants to give you wisdom. Praise God. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, no more dumb mistakes. Say, I'm tired of stupid mistakes. I'm over it. I'm ready for some good life. Some Zoe life. Flowing my way. Hallelujah. Zoe life flowing my way. Say, God is directing me. He is directing me. Amen. God spoke to Adam. God spoke to Eve. Hello? So the enemy, which one are you listening to? God spoke to Noah when he was building the ark. He gave him specific details of how to build that ark. There's never been an ark before. God spoke to him. Amen. And it floats. God will float your boat. Just want to let you know that. Amen. Hallelujah. Knowing you heard from God will keep you grounded. When things come your way, knowing you heard from God will keep you grounded. You aren't hearing what I'm saying. Knowing you heard from God will keep you grounded. When storms of life, when adversity comes your way, and you have a word on it, you know that you'll be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. When you know you've heard from God, you will not be flip-floppy, wishy-washy, uppy-downy. No, you'll be as solid as a rock because you have a word from God on it. Amen. It might be your healing. It might be your bank account. Whatever it might be. It might be your business. It might be your relationship. But when you have a word of God, a solid word, you will be solid on it and unmovable. God instructed Abraham. He said, Abraham, get up, leave your country, go to this place, and I'm going to tell you. Abraham was obedient. Abraham was instructed to take his only son to offer him up as a sacrifice. Abraham was obedient. I'm going to talk to you about obedience in just a moment. Abraham was obedient. Took his son up, put the wood on the boy's back, went up the mountain, got up the mountain, laid out the wood, laid Isaac, took the knife back, getting ready to sacrifice his son. And all of a sudden he looked and there was a ram in the bush, caught in the thicket with his horns. He said, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. God provided that ram for him. God provided Jesus for us. Hallelujah. So you must know how to hear from God if you're able to want and desire to live that God kind of life. So you got to train your hearing by practicing the presence of God. Train your hearing. Train your inner spirit. You've got to train it to listen to the Lord. Get out of the clutter. There is a gentleman who was with an Indian in New York City, and they were walking down the street, and the Indian said, oh, do you hear that dove? The guy says, what? Dove? He said, yeah, do you hear that dove? No, how can you hear a dove? He said, listen. He said, I don't hear no dove. And he said, well, hang on a second. He took a quarter out of his pocket, he tossed it up in the air, and it hit the ground, and all of a sudden everybody stopped and started looking around. They were looking for that quarter. He said, see, you train your ears what you're used to looking for or listening to. Wow. We train the spirit man. How do you do it? By spending time in his word. By praying in the spirit. God wants to be your friend. Turn to somebody and say, God wants to be your best friend. Amen. Fellowship with him. Talk with him like you're talking to your best buddy. Amen. Get to know God. He knows you already. Meditate on the word. Get the promises out of God's word. Chew it. Get it up there. Let it go back down. Meditate on God's word. God's voice will always echo his word. God's voice will, you need to just write that down somewhere. God's voice will always echo his word. It will always be resounding. Amen. Hallelujah. Be obedient. Turn to somebody and say, be obedient. What does it mean? Deuteronomy 28:2. Let's look at this a second. Deuteronomy 28:2. A lot of people talk about obedience. What does it mean? Deuteronomy 28:2. Let me show you out of this verse of scripture. And all these what? All these what? He talked about all the blessings. Amen. Went through the curse. Now he talks about all the blessings. He said, all these blessings. How many want all the blessings? They're already ours. If you don't know it, they're already there. They're already with us. Amen. All these blessings shall come up on you and what? Overtake you. When you go down to the Bahamas, here in the States, we have no passing signs. In the Bahamas, it says no overtaking signs. No overtaking. All these blessings shall what? Come upon you and overtake you. God wants you to be filled with all the blessings, or at least acknowledge all the blessings that he's already provided for you. All of them. Every bit. Every one of them. Peace, love, joy, prosperity, no fear, walking in patience, walking in love. Amen. Walking in prosperity, walking in divine health. God desires all that for you. All of it. Amen. Overtake you. This is an old covenant promise of the new covenant relationship we have with Jesus. They're already ours. All of them are yes and amen. Because you obey, it's obedience, brother. Ah, you got to obey. Hallelujah. Sounds like sweat to me, working hard. You got to obey the voice of the Lord, your God. You got to obey. If you obey real hard, you'll receive. You know what that word obey is? In the Hebrew, it's shema. You know what it means? Listen. You got to listen. It means to listen. Listen what God says. Tune into what he says. He's got good for you, not evil. He's got good plans for your life. Amen. Plans to prosper you. Plans to help you in every area of your life. Plans that you can walk in faith, that you're more than a conqueror. Amen. Hallelujah. God's got nothing but good. God speaks many times in that little things. It's that still small voice that he comes to us and he speaks to us. Amen. Be quick to listen to that. Don't push it aside. Be quick to listen. Don't go out of your own feelings or desires. God wants to get you out of debt, not into debt. Amen. Praise God. God wants to bless you. Amen. Stay patient. Wait on the Lord. Wait in his presence. Amen. You've become proficient in hearing from God the more you listen to the word of God. The more you listen to the word of God, the more proficient you come in hearing. The more you hear the word of God, the more you just begin to receive it. Amen. And believing is a natural thing. Faith is a natural thing. Amen. Hallelujah. People often ask me, Pastor, three questions. They say, was that me? Was that God? Or was that the devil? Which one was it, Pastor? Was that me? Was that God? Listen, the devil will never tell you to do any good thing. The devil will never tell you to give money. Hello? Are you hearing what I'm saying? That the kingdom may advance. So God often speaks to us to do things that are out of our comfort zone. That's called faith. And we get out and we walk by faith. Praise God. Not your senses, not your natural mind. You know what? Every one of the disciples had the opportunity to get out of the boat. But Peter received it as a rhema word and responded by faith. Then he got out of the boat and he walked on the water. Amen. God's got some water walking for you to do. Praise God. Whatever God tells you to do, do it. We were at a John Maxwell seminar, and John Maxwell got up, and he said, you know, he talked about life. He was just talking about principles of life. And, you know, if you don't know John, he's kind of a leadership guru. And John said, you know, here's what I've learned about things. He said, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now, 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 do it now, do it now. Do it now, do it now. Do it now, do it now, do it now. Wow. God will continue to speak to you even when you're in disobedience. Aren't you glad? You know why? Because God wants the best for you. Why do people think God wants the worst? Why do people think God's out to get them? God desires the best for you. He wants the best for your life. Even when you're acting stupid, God will speak to you because you know that you're stupid. You know, and he's just saying, you know, I love you, stupid. I love you even in your stupidity. You know, I've got good for your life. You know, why do people want to choose bad when God gives them the answer? He says, hey, you know, I set before you today life and death. And he gives you the answer, choose life. God says that in his word. God wants good for you. God desires good for your family. God desires grace for you to be living in that rim of God's awesome grace for your life, and God's got such good for you, why would you act so stupid? Turn to somebody and say, I don't know. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, don't be stupid any longer. I don't want to be stupid. I want to make good, wise, godly decisions. Amen. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, the world is always in a rush. Sign here. Yeah, I know that. I was in the car business. For quite a while. I mean, I know all that. I know all about the car business. You need to talk to me before you buy a car. So you walk in, you know, you sit down, you got a price, and, you know, and you start dealing with the sales guy, and he's a nice guy, and he's you know, doing all this kind of stuff. And you come to a price, he says, oh, hey, let me go and talk to my manager. He runs it, and then everything begins. Oh, I got this guy over here. He's only got $500. Hey, can you get $1,000 out of him? Oh, I don't know. Try to get $1,000 out of him. Where are you at? Oh, he's at $450. Bump him $50 more dollars. $500. $500, we get a deal. Go, you know, back and forth. Anybody ever been there and done that?
Yeah.
I hate that, don't you? Yeah. So, wow. But anyway, wisdom. Don't be pushed. You know, a lot of times we're quick to listen to the voice of God, but we wait on him. The Bible says wait on the Lord. There's times you just need to wait on God. Make sure you have a clear directive from the Lord. Especially in any decision, but especially big decisions. Make sure you have a clear directive from the Lord. It's all right to get godly counsel, but be careful who the counsel you get. Amen? So it's okay, and you should seek godly counsel. You should go to people and say, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? It's okay to do that. Amen? But be careful of the counsel you receive. Make sure they have your best interest in mind, by the way. Amen? Praise God. Let's stand this morning. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. I want you to say with me, I hear from God. Say, I make wise decisions. Say, I'm a listener. Say, my radio is tuned in to WGOD. A WORD. How's that? Amen. WORD, man, my radio is tuned in. I hear from the Lord. I live an abundant life because I make good decisions. Now listen, if you've made a stupid decision here in the last week or 2 weeks or month or year or 2 years or 10 years or 15 years, God's got grace for you. His grace abounds in stupidity. Aren't you glad? Praise God. When you make a dumb decision, God still loves you. He's got good for you. God's got such, you know, there is so much potential in this body right here of believers. So much potential. God wants to bring it out. Hallelujah. You know, somebody wrote me the other day and said there was a position open in politics and said, you know, and I know this guy, and said, this position's open. Pastor, what do you think about it? And he said, I don't want it to be a flesh thing. And I thought, flesh thing? No way, man. I said, go for it. Go for it, man. Man, I felt the word, I mean, just quickened in my spirit. I knew it was a God thing because I know we need godly men and women in politics. Amen. And I knew this young man, and he said, hey, this is coming open. I don't know if it's me or the flesh. And I know his background. I know his behavior. I know who he is. I know his desires are nothing but good because God lives in him. I said, man, you go for it. Make a difference. Praise God. I've been prophesying we'd have people in political positions. That'd be awesome. Amen. God wants to use you in great things. Amen. Great things around making a difference in this community. Bringing the kingdom of God in this community, making a difference. Hallelujah. Hold up your hands this morning. Let's prophesy over our lives today. Let's say, I am blessed. I am hearing God clearly every day. Any decision I make is a God decision. I choose the Lord. I choose to walk by faith, not by my feelings, not by my self-effort. I live in grace. I have a sweatless anointing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hear clearly from you. I'm blessed going in, and I'm blessed going out. My family makes good decisions, good financial decisions. Thank you, Lord. You give me increase in every area of my life. Today I call myself blessed of the Lord, healed of the Lord, strengthened of the Lord, prosperous of the Lord in every area of life. And everybody said, amen and amen. Praise God. Give God some praise. Amen. Hang on just a moment. If you haven't received the Lord today, today's the day for you to believe. Just close your eyes for just a moment, church. I just don't want to leave today without giving people an opportunity. Just a moment, just one more moment. Amen. Father, thank you today. Those that may be here, God, that have just heard this encouraging word, Jesus, you love them today. Father, we thank you. What do they have to do? They only have to believe. If you'd like to receive him and believe in him today, I want you to slip your hands up and say, thank you, Lord, I receive Christ as my Savior today. Anyone, slip it up, put it right back down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We may be all believers here this morning, but just want to give you the opportunity. Just slip it up, bring it right back down. Say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, thank you today, God, for everyone that's here. God, those that are here this morning that may not know you, Lord, we thank you that you make yourself known to them. We give you praise today. Bless everyone. We call them blessed as they go their ways, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Shake hands with five people and say, I'm blessed, would you? Amen. Come on, say, I'm blessed.